Earlier this month, astronomers released their first effort at mapping what they call dark matter throughout the universe. This caused high fives in observatories and astronomy labs everywhere. What is dark matter exactly, and how do we know it's there? Sometimes the most complex phenomena require more than one way to explain them. Studio 360's Sarah Lilly talked with a scientist and an artist, each trying to depict dark matter and learning a thing or two from each other.
If physicists have a bucket list, identifying dark matter is for sure in the top five. Why? Well, just think of all the stuff that you can see and feel around you right now. Say, your kitchen table and your dog, or maybe your steering wheel and the other cars around you on the road. The buildings, the trees, the sun, the air. Now take all that stuff and then understand that in our universe, there's over five times more dark matter, matter that we can't see, than all the stuff we can.
85% of all matter in the universe is dark. We don't see it. And we think it's actually very, very different from the matter that we are composed of.
That's Mariam Mojaz. She's an astrophysicist at NYU who, check this out, she studies exploding stars. I've brought her to the Drawing Center here in New York to see a beautiful new installation called Representing Dark Matter.
I have a lot of questions because I'm really excited.
That's Abdelkader Benchama. He's a French artist who's obsessed with astrophysics and the unknown. He created this installation, and it consists of only one thing, a highly intricate and abstract drawing in simple black pen. He's done it right on the white walls of the gallery's stairwell.
The spectator can really go inside and try to feel the drawing. It can be like a cave, or like you go inside a storm or a cloud. Is like a paradox between the precision of a drawing. Everything is very precise, but at the end, you can't say what is it.
In his work, Benchama always focuses on cosmic collisions and interstellar matter. So he's really psyched to hear what Mariam Mojaz is saying.
Dark means it doesn't emit any light at any wavelength. So then how do we know it's there? Well, it is because we can actually measure the influence, the gravitational influence of this dark matter on other objects that do emit light.
Things like stars, such as our sun, and gases in space. By definition, all matter has a gravitational influence. So even things we can't see still affect other things that we can. It's sort of like here in New York City, when the president is in town, none of us ever actually lays eyes on him. But we sure feel the effects. His security detail, the road blockades and traffic jams. We know something is up. Same for astrophysicists. The glass you think is half empty, they think it's secretly three full glasses.
What are these particles that make up dark matter? We think right now, basically, there were two candidates called MACHOs and WIMPs. MACHO stands for Massive Compact Halo Object, so objects that are normal matter but don't emit light, such as black holes. You might have heard about black holes. And then the other candidate is called WIMPs, Weakly Interacting Massive Particles. And most of dark matter is due to WIMPs. We have not detected them, but there should be particles and there should be streaming. There should be moving through the universe, including, now it's going to get sound funny, even through us right now.
And so, Mojaz particularly appreciates the way Benchama's drawing follows the walls of the zigzagging stairwell that links one gallery floor to another.
I thought that was very interesting to see, you know, the dynamic aspect of your drawings and the fact that people are moving on the staircase. You know, they're going down around the staircase and they're surrounded by it in a way, which is what's happening right now.
Maybe these things have an effect on us. So you can think of that in different way, like in a spiritual way or like in a scientific way.
They're like ghost particles.
In its own ghostly way, Benchama's work is just a temporary installation. It's not for sale. And when it closes a year from now, the walls will be painted over and his representation of dark matter will disappear.
Sometimes I'm a little sad, Yeah, it's like on the universe, no? The things they are moving and nothing is going to stay there for a long time.
Some people say studying astronomy makes you much more humble. In many ways, we're very insignificant. We're on this like little spacecraft called Earth going around the sun, and the sun is only one out of 200 billion stars of the Milky Way. And actually, the Milky Way is only one out of billions of galaxies.
Thinking is like traveling in the universe, and the capacity of a human to understand or to think or to dream, they have no limits.
In terms of your work, are you almost always thinking about space or matter or energy?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't just go home and draw a picture of your mom.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
Abdelkader Benchama's installation, Representing Dark Matter, is at the Drawing Center in New York City through next February, 2016. And then, poof. But you can see pictures at studio360.org.